It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local in the downtown studio today. I'm looking out the window. It's going to be a beautiful day to get out on your back deck, your backyard, your driveway. Fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. It is The Grilling Guys, the smoking hot show on Cumulus Broadcasting Network, helping you increase that voodoo that you do on the grill. We got a lot of stuff lined up for you today, so thanks for tuning in.
We do. You know, we're going to do a little bit of a tip work here on doing steaks in cold weather. Bob threw down some last night. His son got home from military training, and he's home for a while, and he did a big steak cookout. It was cold last night, so we want to break that down for you. We got a new friend in the studio with us today, Matt Troutman from Blue Point Brewing. We're going to break tradition a little bit. We're going to pump a beer from Long Island. It's actually distributed here in Michigan, but it's made out in Long Island. I think you're going to like it. We'll break that down a little bit for you with Matt in our second segment. Bob's going to teach us how to do pizzas on the grill, too. I was talking to him about that last night. I've really never done it before, but he does it for his family, and I think you could, too. You know, it's been a while, Bob, but we've got Cowboy Rob Russell coming on. How's he been, man? I haven't talked to him in like a month and a half.
Well, you talked to him in about an hour.
About an hour, we're going to get with him. So Cowboy will be with us. But
you
anyway.
Know, I'm going to start the show off by correcting you. It's Long Island.
Is that what it is?
That's how they say it out there.
Yeah, Matt'll straighten us out on that. I guess Matt's a Michigan boy, but he works for the brewery out there. Hey, we're lucky enough in our second hour to have Coach Bob Daniels, that number one Ferris hockey team, just 50 miles north of here. Barbecue Bob's headed up there tonight for the game, but the coach is going to be on with us in the second hour. So got a busy day today at the Grilling Guys.
That's right.
So, Bob, let's break down that cold weather steak. Last night, your son got home. Where was he again?
All the more, well, he just thinks. He just got done with AIT. He's been in helicopter school, and he will actually be at Ferris this fall. So he's in the Army Guards, and that's Alex, Private Alex.
So you made some steaks for him last night because he got home from training. Let's break that down a little bit.
You know, last weekend we did all those steaks at Sobey. I went back this week to see if he had any more of those prime-cut ribeyes.
Uh-huh.
He didn't, but he had some prime-cut ribeyes with the bone in.
Oh, those are Chicago ribeyes with the bone in them.
Yeah,
those are even better.
Well, they take up a little more room on the grill is the way I look at it. So I always like that bone off. But, you know, the marrow is supposed to give you a little something.
Yeah, it helps with the moisture, too, I think, a little bit. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. So cold weather steaks, especially if you've got a weak grill, you have to work a little harder. All the more important to make sure that that meat rises to room temperature. So I let them, and I don't have a weak grill. I have a Tech, as everybody knows by now. If you don't, I've got a Tech.
Okay, well, thanks for reminding us of that. But let's talk a little bit about that, bringing that meat to room temperature, the importance of that. Are you seasoning that meat as it comes to room temperature, or are you doing it when you put it on the grill?
What I did was I had some of that wonderful flavored, it had a Milan flavoring EVO from Old World Olive Press. And I put some of that on them. And it really, these didn't need them. These were so fatty. I mean, they're ribeyes, you know. That's
marbled.
The fattiest steak out there. It's beyond marble. They're fatty. I mean, they've got giant globs of it. You can get a grill fire with a ribeye quite easily.
That sounds appetizing. Giant globs of fat in my steak. But if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Bob's breaking down the steaks that he did last night on the cold weather grill. So you put olive oil on them. Did you put the seasoning on them as well?
After I put the olive oil on them, yeah, I put that on, and then I let them come to room temperature. And the spices start breaking down. They mix with the oil, and they penetrate the meat a little bit. There's one thing you got to know about olive oil when you throw it on a steak and throw it on the grill, though. It's going to smoke up a bunch.
Right.
So don't do it in your garage. You do it outside.
Right.
Because a lot of guys tell me they like to grill in the garage in the winter because maybe their grill doesn't have the heat it needs or whatever, or their big pansies.
Yeah.
It'll really smoke up a bunch. Olive oil is a very high flash point.
Right, so it doesn't burn. It doesn't burn, but it's going to smoke.
It smokes, right. Combusts much easier. If you want a higher flash point, go to something like grapeseed oil, which would be pre-raisin oil, or peanut oil. But the grapeseed is flavorless, so a lot of people prefer that.
Right.
Anyway, just put a blend, and I cooked them to perfection. I did some medium rare and some just medium, which I told my daughter and my wife were well, because I didn't want to. These things are like $15 a pound. I did not want to do them well done.
Right.
It's criminal.
Right, it is. And the key to that is, Bob, with your experience, is you grilled them to sight. I know you did. But touch. If somebody wanted into touch, right, with the tongs. But if somebody wanted to make sure that their meat was medium rare, what's that temperature that they were going to use a probe? Don't ever prod around in your steak with a knife and cut a piece of it to see if it's medium rare or not, because you're going to lose all the juice. It's really going to take a great steak and turn it into a very average one. But at the temperature,
you'd want about 145. But you know, I never probe steaks,
right?
For that very reason, I don't want to penetrate them, but. I screwed up on these. I told them to cut them an inch thick. I think a rib like that ought to be an inch and a half minimum, because they're going to reduce. When you start rendering that fat, the meat's going to shrink a bit, and so you end up with a 3/4 inch steak. I like a nice inch and a half cut steak, like the big ones we got from that Spartan store some time back. You had them cut for 2 inches, and that's the way you do a steak.
Yeah.
Because then you can char that crap out of the outside, and the inside's nice and bloody.
Yeah, just like I like it. A lot of flavor there.
Absolutely.
A lot of flavor there. And, you know, if you get the Chicago ribeyes like you did, you got a bone for the dog when you're done. And so everybody in the family's happy, right?
You just got the Chicago theme this morning. You had a Chicago omelet for breakfast, and now it's a Chicago steak. I mean,
I tell you what, I think that's what they're called in the meat market, is the ribeye with the bone in it is a Chicago ribeye. But I could
be
wrong.
I think you're showing your hand.
Yeah, right. Which one? But anyway, so, you know, breaking that down, so you went out to the grill. Did you have to heat the grill up ahead of time?
Oh, of course. This type of weather, of course you have to. But even in the summer, you need to preheat that surface with a steak with anything. Otherwise, your meat's going to, like, weld to that nasty grill grate.
Okay, so you got the steak done. What kind of wine did you drink with it? We were talking a little bit about that before
actually,
we started.
Actually, I had a nice bottle of Estancia Pinot Noir.
Right, that's a California
Very
wine.
Good.
Pinot Noir is a nice red wine.
Yep,
not too many tannins, not too dry. Went real well with that.
I got it
with
at
that steak.
At the Crushed Grape.
Okay,
and it was on sale for like $12.99 a bottle. My number. $12 a bottle, that's about all I'll spend.
Right. There's no reason, you know, if especially if you're serving a bunch of it to a bunch of people, you had quite a few around, you made a bunch of steaks on the grill.
No, it was just for me. They got the steaks, I got the wine.
I see. Well,
no,
okay.
The girls drink like this Moscato, this trendy Moscato stuff.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, you bait.
Yeah, a little too sweet. So we broke down the steaks. Let's talk about shrimp a little bit. Because
before we do, I want to give you one more tip on that warm weather, cold weather grilling. If you have a wheat grill and it struggles in the summer to get it, you're going to have trouble in the winter. So once again, what you can do when you put that meat on there is find yourself some sort of a little dome-like cover that'll go right on the grill, right on the steaks, some type of a lid that will help pound that heat down a little faster on those steaks that you can put before you shut your lid. You can create like a second layer, and it'll actually help raise that whole baking temperature up. At least the portion that the steak is concerned about. Because the cold weather just goes through those thin lids really fast, and you get a really fast heat loss on the thing. So if you've got a wheat grill like that, that's one thing you can do to kind of pump it up. You can throw gasoline on it, too. That makes for...
Yeah, what was it? 3 or 4 weeks ago, that idiot that lit his fire with gasoline and the trail came back and lit his little child on fire. Don't use gasoline around your grill. He's kidding. But anyway, well, coming up next, we've got our friend Matt Troutman from Blue Point Brewing. He's got 5 different microbrews that are made out on Long Island, as Bob would say, a toasted lager, a hop, a rye, a blueberry ale, and a pale ale. And we're going to break those down and tell you a little bit about where you can get them, what they taste like. Bob actually has had the pleasure of trying most of these beers, so we're going to get his expert opinion on those. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. You wave to be wrapped around your grave.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.